Blessed be God, who enables us through the Holy Spirit to praise his holy name. Let us therefore bless the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit by proclaiming, Blessed be God forever. With this podcast, we gather to listen to God's holy word. In order to prepare our hearts for this task, we begin by acknowledging our sins and saying the following act of contrition. O my God, I repent with my whole heart of all of my sins. I detest them, for it is by them that I deserve the loss of heaven and all the sufferings of hell. But it is also by them that most of all I have offended you, infinite goodness. And it is because of this I firmly resolve, with the help of your grace, a grace that I ask you to grant me now and always, that I will do what penance I can, and desire to rather die than offend you again. Amen. O Lord, be in our hearts, and on our lips, and shown in our lives, so that we may proclaim and know the word of the Lord, in the name of your Son Jesus, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. There is an appointed time for everything, and a time for everything under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot that plant. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to scatter stones and a time to gather them. A time to embrace and a time to be far from embraces. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to be silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time of war and a time of peace. What advantage has the worker from his toil? I have considered the task that God has appointed for the sons of men to be busied about. He has made everything appropriate to its time, and has put timeless into their hearts, without man's ever discovering, from beginning to end, the work which God has done. The Word of the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, my mercy and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield in whom I trust. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Lord, what is man that you notice him? The son of man that you take thought of him? Man is like a breath, his days like a passing shadow. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Son of Man has come to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude, and the disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say that I am?" They said in reply, "John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen." Then he said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Peter said in reply, "The Christ of God." He rebuked them and directed them not to tell this to anyone. He said, "The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priest, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised." The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Between our first reading today from the book of Ecclesiastes to our gospel reading, we get a simple message. A message that begins with understanding that everything is appointed for a particular time, a particular place, a particular person. You see, in our gospel reading, Jesus was just wandering around with his apostles, and he asked them, "Who do the crowd say that I am?" In Matthew's gospel, it's more direct, where he goes, "Who do they say the Son of Man is?" Basically taking a messianic claim with him in that moment. And with all of that declared and stated, they get a couple different answers. Peter does reply, "The Christ of God." He reaffirms that Jesus is that Son of Man, that he is the one that everybody's supposed to be looking for. And then Jesus tells them that the Son of Man, the Christ, the individual that he is meant to suffer and be rejected and killed. Because there is appointed time for everything. There is an appointed place for everything. There is an appointed person for everything. And when you know your appointed purpose, you can live your life serving God, knowing that in the end, it is up to him to see that purpose through. I'm reminded of the teaching I heard many years ago by a Word of Faith teacher by the name of Miles Morales. He basically gave a message about how the only place in the world that is full of the greatest potential is a cemetery. Because a lot of people failed to live up to their own potential. There are many books that didn't get written. There are many songs that never got sung. There are many dreams that never got to be experienced, that all are placed in the cemeteries with those around us. Everything under the heavens has a time. War, peace, to be rich, to be poor, to be loved, to be hated, to dance, to mourn. There's a time for everything, because there's a person for everything, and there is a place for everything. From beginning to end, the work that God has done is the thing that is important. And the thing that he is doing in you is the only thing that really matters for you. Do you know the grace of God to become greater than what you are? Do you know the grace of God that keeps working in your life just like it is in mine, moving you forward so that you become more than a conqueror, that you become the kind of individual that God has called all of us to become? You see, this is really what's very important here. We can question who we are, if we have any purpose. We may look at our lives and realize that one day we're here and the next day we're not. But what we need to focus on is something that Esther learned a long time ago. And that is that each one of us are born for such a time as this.